British police officers are in Turkey searching for three schoolgirls believed to be heading to Syria to join Islamic State militants. The families of the 14 and 15-year-olds have made emotional public appeals for their return. It's unclear how these girls became radicalised, but what is known is that more and more Western teenagers are being lured by Islamic State. Intelligence officials say IS has wooed at least 100 European and American teenage girls. So what's attracting them and how is IS recruiting them? A new book called ISIS, Inside the Armour of Terror, details how the group recruits foreigners and how it retains them. Hassan Hassan is the co-author of this book. He joins us this morning from Abu Dhabi. Hassan, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
From your knowledge, how would you think Islamic State lures three British teenage girls who are halfway through school and tempt them to leave their families and friends and country and join this terror group?
Well, you know, ISIS targets a variety of people. It's usually it's very hard to pinpoint exactly the kind of people who join ISIS because sometimes they come from a range of different like demographics and different ways of thinking. One of the fascinating demographic that ISIS attracts are young teenagers or young children even. And the way ISIS usually does it is basically it targets them through electrifying ideology of religious religious ideology, and they do that very successfully. Especially, I mean, we've noticed in research for the book that the way ISIS, targets children is very effective because they empower them, they give them the sense of empowerment, the sense of adventurism, the sense of being above the rest of the society. They have, this specific demographic has been very central to ISIS, whether on the ground in Syria and Iraq or overseas.
I understand that, but when we say this specific demographic, I mean, 15-year-old girls are not what I would have thought of as that part of that specific demographic, but obviously more and more young girls and ever younger people are being attempted to make that journey, which is a dangerous journey and a heartbreaking one for their families. How are they being wooed? Not so much the young men with those sort of warrior videos, video images and all of that, but young girls like a 14-year-old British schoolgirl. Is it on social media? What are they being promised?
Well, they promised, the thing about ISIS, especially when it comes from when it comes to appealing to people from outside the conflict zones of Syria and Iraq, it targets people based on an idealistic way of portraying its ideology. People from outside the region are detached from day-to-day reality of ISIS, the brutality of ISIS, the really crude nature of the group. So people outside, what they hear from ISIS is that this is a promised, caliphate, where if you come, you will have this sense of brotherhood, this sense of like unity, Islamic unity, where you can actually have a leading role. You can have, you can be someone, a significant person. This appeals to some people, so it's not the ideology, it's ideological, but it's not the theory of it or the ideas themselves, but the appeal of this promise.
For your book, you did a number of in-depth interviews with ISIS members. I understand that. I don't know if any of them were women, but do you have any inside knowledge of what happens to these girls if they? I think in these cases, we now think these girls have made it out of Turkey and into Syria. Are they jihadi brides, so to speak? Is that what's happening to them?
Yes, I mean, I think the.
Or are they fighters?
No, they are. They play different roles. So they could be. They serve as police. So they go around, and especially when it comes to women, ISIS sometimes finds it very hard to probe women, like to basically investigate them. So they rely on females within ISIS to police these people. But also as brides, they promise them that if they go to Syria and Iraq, they're going to marry these warriors who, you know, they make them sound as if they are, you know, holy warriors who are fighting for Islam and for Sunni in general. The thing is, it's also very important to have, like, to indicate, to point out to the parallel between, you know, secular, like secular society, where young teenagers, like these girls that we've seen them, you know, leaving their home and going to another, you know, conflict zone to marry people, marry or just to be to be involved in a certain conflict. It's similar to, you know, the sense of any teenager outside to go and look for like an adventure. So you. It's kind of, there is a parallel. A lot of these people who go to Syria and Iraq, they are usually they usually led a secular life before they went to Syria and Iraq, and they go there, but they call it in a different name.
Mm. It's 24 past six. Our guest this morning is Hassan Hassan, co-author of a book called ISIS: Inside the Army of Terror. Yes, I can. I mean, it's easy to understand, I suppose, how this plays on the notion or the powerful draw of a life of adventure for young people. But when they get there, presumably they are confronted, they must be confronted with what we see, the brutality of Islamic State. We've seen the video of the beheadings, the burning to death of the pilot, we've heard about the slave trades and of women, the treatment of women who are captured, for instance. I mean, that must shock, for instance, a 14-year-old girl who comes from suburban London. Do we know much about what happens to people when they're there and how they are introduced to this kind of brutality?
Well, you know, they get actually introduced before that. When they before they go to Syria, before they travel to join ISIS, they I mean, ISIS is not making a secret out of its brutality. They display it and they amplify it. They want everyone to see how brutal they are, because this is part of their strategy. It's not because they want it to be brutal, because they think brutality is effective, is an effective tool to deter other people. So, you know, people like that, whether teenagers or, you know, adults, when they, before they travel, they already buy into this brutality. They, you know, they have charismatic recruiters who talk to them about the brutality and the logic behind the brutality. There is a logic behind this brutality for ISIS. It's a criminal group that thinks that only through brutality you can deter people from rebelling against you or fighting you or getting into war against you. So they once they arrive in Syria and Iraq, you know, or before they do, they already bought into the ideology, into the brutality and everything. When they get into the conflict zones, or when they reach ISIS land, they put them in a camp, and that's when they start to indoctrinate them even further, and like basically get them to understand the logic behind these acts.
Okay, Hassan Hassan, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Hassan Hassan is co-author of a new book. He wrote with journalist Michael Weiss. It's called ISIS: Inside the Army of Terror, and it's published by Simon & Schuster.